Now, on the line, I have Catherine Jones. Hello, Catherine Jones.
Hiya, how are you doing?
You are the teacher, and you have a group of cadets. It's all to do with the RAF. First of all, let's go for the reason behind this. Schools in the West Midlands were invited to take part in a competition with RAF Cosford. Now, the pupils were required to study the RAF and their various careers on offer, and they were asked to write or create a commercial that would encourage young people to consider the career. So, first of all, what were you asked to do as part of this project then? Where did you get involved?
In September, we started to prepare to form the UK's first all-girl squadron of air cadets. And as part of their very early training, the young people that came to join our cadets took part in the competition, and it helped us all because they got to learn more about the RAF and enter the competition as a cadet.
Well, then what did they do?
They did some online research about RAF careers, and the brief was to particularly look at careers as an IT technician in the RAF.
And they also made a commercial, so that must have been a bit of fun as well, because obviously they all clubbed together and did that and made the commercial. How did they go about writing it? What was the aim of writing that?
Shall I put you on? Shall
yes.
I start putting you around
yes,
the girls?
That's a good idea. Who are we going to talk to first?
I am going to give you Eva.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, Eva. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, explain to the listeners and to me how you went about making the commercial. What did you have to do? Did you have to write a script first? How did you include things?
Well, basically, we wrote an advert and then decided who would say what essential information we needed to give people that wanted to join the RAF in IT technicians, and then we put it into a 30-second radio clip that we recorded on computers.
Good. You've also got some of the background noises as well of planes and things, haven't you? I've been having a listen to it. Very, very well done and very well edited. So who else was involved in that then?
We were separated into flights, and I'll pass you on to Alex to speak a bit more about that.
Hello.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So what was your involvement in it? What did you do?
I was the one who did quite a bit of the research on the IT technician, and who helped set up the script for our advert.
And as I just mentioned earlier on, there was quite a good bit of sound effects going on there, of planes and things. Whose idea was that?
It was Corporal Dara's idea to put in sound effects to try and incorporate the RAF theme more into the advert.
So what's it like being a cadet, a female cadet with the RAF? What's that like?
It's really interesting because instead of having to worry about the opposite gender, we just enjoy being a cadet and learning about responsibility, independence and teamwork skills as well.
So you actually went to Cosford itself then and had a good look around and saw what they was doing, and obviously you want to encourage other people to take it up as well.
Yeah.
And you actually won the competition too, didn't you? So tell us a bit about the competition.
Hello.
Hello. Can you tell us about the competition? How did you get involved with the competition for this actual commercial? How did you get involved with the competition? Because you won the competition, didn't you? You got an award for doing it. So how did you get involved with that?
We had an email and we read it together as a squadron, and we decided to do it.
It's good. So what I'm going to do now, while you're all sitting there, I'm going to actually play what you've recorded. There's all different voices on this, because obviously you all had a line to say in the actual commercial, and it's obviously to encourage young people to get involved with the RAF, especially female cadets. So if you have a quick listen, you'll hear exactly what this is all about right now.
Air Force.
Do you have what it takes to be part of the RAF?
Can you prove your leadership to us?
We are currently recruiting for RAF careers such as ICT technicians.
We support the UK military operations worldwide.
Are you interested in seeing the world?
Are you up for the adventure?
Are you ready to face the challenge?
For more information, visit us at www.raf.mod.uk/recruitment.
To register, call us on 0845 605 5555.
Very well done, you know. Well done indeed. Again, round of applause from this end, anyway. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you put the teacher back on again and we'll have a quick chat?
Yeah. Hello.
It sounds like a really good project. And obviously, it's given them the insight into what it's like to be a cadet, hasn't it?
Definitely. And it's related what they're doing as cadets to the wider roles available to adults in the RAF as well. So they can really see part of the wider organisation that they're involved with.
So what happens next? Do they stay in the cadets and then take an exam, or once they find out more, what happens next?
They are currently filling in what are called logbooks for their first class cadet. That entitles them to then take part in activities as part of the wing and the region. And when they I've done that, they can progress to their leading. They work their way up. They can eventually earn BTEC qualifications. And we've just promoted our first corporals.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So the squadron's really progressing.
You are moving on and moving upwards. Obviously, this is such a great idea. Are other people going to follow your lead maybe and do a similar idea, would you think?
I hope so. I think for the girls that we've got, it's really bringing out the best in them. And as a member of staff, it's fantastic to see the progress that they've made and how well they're developing.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well, I think the advert's really good. It does get the message across. Young people getting involved. That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much indeed. It's very good of you to come on and talk to us about
it. You're more than welcome.
It's nice to speak to you from Big City Radio. And best of luck with everything they do. And I hope they go onward and upward. That's what I say.
Super.
Thanks for taking time to talk to us on Big City Radio. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.